Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $75.57 per barrel to $69.75 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $69.21 per barrel to $65.23 per barrel. Alaska's economy looks a lot like the national economy right now. That was a message from Mary Daly, the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, who visited Anchorage this week. Daly keeps tabs on Alaska's economy, since the state is part of her West Coast district, and she says that national economic indicators look very similar to in-state indicators.
And that's not always been true. You know, Alaska's been growing very, very slowly while the nation was growing quickly. But now things are evening out. And I see some of the same challenges here that I see back in the lower 48. Prices are high, inflation's still rising. People are feeling very nervous about the continuation of job growth and their own ability to hold their job and continue to build their income and ultimately wealth. And housing and childcare are problems everywhere that are top of mind as barriers to trying to, you know, grow your career, raise a family, and ultimately contribute to your community. So universal problems or challenges, and I think that just shows where we are in the economy.
And I know that Alaska isn't unique in this problem, but we do have a housing shortage, both urban and rural, along with comparatively a small population, but really high construction costs. Are there any policies or trends that the Fed is following that might ease lending or development hurdles for housing in places like Alaska or across the board?
You know, we heard from the mayor today that she's supportive, as is the assembly, of relaxing certain other zoning restrictions or building restrictions that have made it very difficult because you already have higher construction costs. Right now, interest rates are modestly restrictive. And then you add to it a slate of things that, you know, might have been the right thing at the moment, but are now hurdles to building multifamily housing. And I think she also mentioned the 20-year hiatus on taxes for multifamily, and that just generates an opportunity for builders, especially in the private sector, which is where you need the growth, to get in there, create residential permits, get people the houses they need. Those are the kinds of policies that I see really breaking the logjam, is these things that make it harder and harder to build.
I know it has happened in the past, but some Alaskans are concerned about a recession in the near future. What steps is the Fed taking or will the Fed take in the future to prevent that happening?
So, you know, one of the things that I'm highly focused on right now is when do we need to recalibrate the interest rate to account for the fact that the economy is slowing and the labor market is slowing. So we don't want to let that slowing go forward too long, or else you end up, you know, getting to a point where the economy proverbially tips over. I don't see us there yet, but the time is now to balance our two goals, price stability and full employment, and really do everything in our power to get the soft landing that I feel that Alaskans and U.S., the nation as a whole, deserves.
And you mentioned labor. Last week, President Trump fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics when the agency released job numbers that he didn't like, and he called them rigged with no evidence to support that claim. How concerning is it to you if the basic data that underlies the U.S. economy is called into question?
So the Federal Reserve and businesses and so many places in the U.S., policymakers of all types, state and local governments, rely heavily on continuity of statistics. And the government, the U.S. government and the statistical agencies that we have, are considered one of the premier crown jewels of the global data collection system. Many countries follow our models because we have consistent data collection. We have data collection that is always there. Earnest people work there. They're doing statistical work and data collection. That's really important. So I think keeping those pieces of information that have integrity, have continuity, and are accurate is critical to actually being able to do our work. But in the meantime, I would expect those things to be true, but we also don't just rely on those statistics. We rely on a variety of new data sources that are collected privately, also talking to people coming to the cities that we serve and the states that we serve and learning from them directly. And right now I see the labor data that came out on Friday to be more consistent with what I'm hearing from people, that the labor market is softening. Maybe not to the magnitude that the revision suggested, because data at this point are always a little bit noisy when you have a transition period. Ultimately, though, I think they are closer to what I'm hearing from individuals, households, and businesses than they are when it was growing so fast and people look at the data and say, that doesn't reflect me.
Mary Daly is the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.